Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the concrete gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this Sunday morning, 8.55 on your AM dial, every Sunday morning, 9.30am, 3CR Community Radio. Campo.
Good morning, Gorilla.
Three trees.
Good morning, everybody.
And the wooden parrot.
Morning, crew. Morning.
Yes, mate. All right, you can go now.
See you later.
Said enough. Look, we don't want to start off with bad news, but unfortunately we've got a fair bit of it this week. There's been some deaths and they're pretty sad, so we'll get them, you know, we'll do them first and we'll try and lighten the show up later. It's unfortunate, but this is the way we get the word out so people do know when the members have passed away. But yeah, well, the first one we've got's Albazino, Frankie.
Yeah, Albazino was she's a long-time member and she was one of our shop stewards, pretty staunch young woman who actually didn't mind having a crack back at the bosses on behalf of the members and all that. She was a delegate on the Westgate. She'd been on several jobs before that. And she was a young activist. She's part of the Women's Committee and all that there. She's a big fan of the Concrete Gang. And I don't say that just because, you know, it's something to say. She would turn up whenever anyone needed a chop out, whether it's helping the homeless and all that sort of stuff with the Pacifica crew and all that there. Any of the functions we were doing, anything like that there, Skinner Cup and all that there. She was always there to lend a hand. All the rallies, front and centre. Anytime someone needed a pull up, she went around with, you know, getting raising money for people who needed it, you know. Pretty sad. She was only 36. Yeah, she passed away last week. So our thoughts go out to her mum Kay. You know, at the minute they're going through a bit of a rough time. And
So special. Look, cheerio from the Concrete Gang. Very sad news. And To the Bazzino family, sad miss for everyone, yeah. Your family, plus the Concrete Gang, plus everyone else that's going to miss a great person. The next one we've got's Roddy Owen from South Australia BLF. He's, I think, one of the last ones over there. Campo, you want to give us a rundown on that one?
Yeah, obviously Roddy passed away. He was a long-time secretary of the South Australian Builders Labourers Federation, and then after Normie got removed, he was the national
president
of the BLF. So big loss to the union movement. They don't make that sort of ilk anymore, you know what I mean? And condolences to Roddy and his family, you know.
And we lost a scaffolder.
Yeah, where is it? Joe, how do you pronounce it?
You said it before.
So, yeah, Joe passed away, long-time scaffolder, come over in the 60s, like many a scaffolder, well-respected in the scaffold community. The funeral is Friday the 14th at 1:45 at Lilydale Memorial Park. So, yeah, condolences to the family.
Joe Tuppany.
Tuppany.
Yeah, scaffold Joe Tuppany.
Struggling a bit, boys. I lost my glasses.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, that's true.
That's all right. Yeah, we're going to forget that.
And we've had another one last week, Mitch Delray.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
31-year-old, leaves behind a missus and a 3-year-old daughter. He passed away on his motorbike. I think it was the 27th or the 28th. So there'll be funeral details to come for that. He worked for Hickory, form worker, worked for IND in the past. His dad's been in the industry forever and a day, so not very good.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's a bad way to start, but I suppose in a way, at least we've got this facility, the Concrete Gang, where we can get the news out so people that know these people can go and show the respect. Yeah. We haven't got all the details ever to come, but when we get it, we'll definitely... read it out over the radio show, and hopefully, if, you know, if you can get to any of the funerals and show respect for those great union people, give them the send off they deserve.
We'll get it online too. Yeah.
And the other thing too is, if you know of an old member who passes away, can you let the union office know? Because sometimes we don't hear till after the funeral. As soon as we know, we can let people know.
That's right. Well said, yeah. Anyway, it's a bad start, but anyway, look, I don't know what to say. It's life or not, whatever, but I don't know. But anyway,
it can only get better.
Exactly. The Spring Carnival now. I don't want to tell you, I did pick the winner of the Spring Carnival, but obviously it was, we didn't get to air with it. But never mind, it's only money. So to our old mate there, Dennis will be spewing when he put in a special request. But we might have to get him in or something. Yeah. But anyway, doesn't matter.
Who cares about money, mate?
Yeah, it's only money.
It's the stories. The stories last forever. Yeah, money comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
It's only money. Who cares?
But how good was the break, though, over the carnival? You couldn't knock that back, can you?
It was back-to-back RDOs, too. Oh.
And that ride that won the Melbourne Cup on ride was unreal.
Yeah, and she was running again, riding against her husband was on the
horse. She smashed.
She overtook her husband.
Yeah. He'd be dirty on that.
Well, technically it's half his. It's half yours. Won the Melbourne Cup, mate.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Jeez, what a ride! And what a great for what's her name, Jamie Mellum. You know, she's got the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup double. Great for women, you know.
Well, saying the
first one to... Sorry, mate, I'll talk over the top of you, mate. You're going to say something? But, seeing Michelle Payne, the first one, give her a hug and all that, another great woman. You know, 10 years ago, rode the first woman to ride a Melbourne Cup. And that is the best. And talk about building game. In that caper, would it be... It's tough on the women to get through there, I'm telling you. Yeah. And those women, what they go through there... And for them to get rise to the top, that makes them twice as tough as any blokes riding, I think. And so Michelle Payne has started, and now Jamie Mellum, great effort, girls.
She's the first one to do the double, too. The first woman in history to do the double.
Did I say that?
No.
I wonder if that's what other sports men and women compete against each other competitively, besides darts. Horse racing. Darts, do you reckon?
I don't know.
No, I don't think there's many other sports.
Nah. Well, he's brought us down there, wasn't he, Gamble? Oh, all right, well,
sorry, my life, isn't it?
But all in all, the whole Victoria Spring Carnival and that there, along with all the other concerts and that have been happening, like Victoria's been going gangbusters, like, when you think about it, you know?
It has. Well, it's a beautiful time of the year, isn't it, in Victoria?
Well, Spring Carnival's great, isn't it? If you like, even if you don't like it, but everyone shows a bit of an interest in the races and all that. They even have it on school for the kids, I think. And start them young, get them on the punt down.
Yep, Archie picked the winner.
It was 80,000 at Derby Day. It was 80,000 at Melbourne Cup, maybe 100,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many people would have been at the Oasis concerts?
Oh, yeah, that was...
They did four or six
sessions,
days or something.
Sold out. Yeah. Actually,
like,
some of the pubs...
The economy in Victoria would have been thriving on that.
And then where are we going next week? Eric Gales.
Down St Kilda.
There'll be at least 200 there.
Yeah.
We're doing our bit.
Keep the local economy going.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. It's great, because that's what's good about Melbourne. They have all the big sports events and the great bands, you know, because we've got the facilities. That's why I reckon Tassie don't get it, because, I mean, those bands could be, or maybe they, I don't know, but I reckon if they had an Oasis concert over there, they'd pay for the stand.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was reading a thing the other night, or I was watching a thing on YouTube, my favourite station.
Uh-huh. It's back up and running.
You know that Ozzy Osbourne farewell concert, the old Ozzy? They reckon that they came on a money announcement, and all the money's going to charity through hospitals.
Yeah, that's right.
And they might raise $150 million, but they reckon that then his wife got on and said, no, that's not the final, so there's probably more to come. But what a great effort, you know, for Ozzy to go out like that, the working class man. Well,
didn't like union.
No. Why are you going to say that? Fucking goose. Jesus Christ. You've got to take the shine off everyone. But, I mean, the bloke, he's driven over $150 million more than you have, I'll tell you. So, I mean, good on him and a good way of someone famous like to go out and do something for the hospitals. I think the local hospital there got a third of the $50 million or something. I mean, that's a good kick in the ass for anyone, isn't it?
Well, and Liam Gallagher actually said that Melbourne's been the best concert he's done yet. I don't know if he's just playing to the crowd, but
yeah,
that's what he said.
I'm going to ACDC coming up. I've got my grandson bought me tickets. It's 2 weeks away. Have you heard anything about it?
Oh, man. Yeah. Metallica was playing here during the week as well.
Yeah, the week.
This weekend.
I did see an interview. It was on YouTube. Kevin Sheedy was his manager when Kevin Sheedy met Oasis. He goes, Kevin Sheedy goes, this bloke from Oasis here going. He goes, you're the manager. So this is the guy from Oasis goes, you're the manager. And he's talking about the Bombers. He goes, yeah, how do you know? He goes, my security guard's an Aussie. He says, you're a big deal. Mm-hmm. And he goes, have you ever played a stadium, Wembley Stadium, with 200,000? He goes, the best I ever did was 20 years, 100,000 each week for 20 years. Did Oasis ever fucking do that? That's what he says in the interview.
He didn't say F word, did he? Well, what did you have to say?
That was the story.
It was authentic.
Didn't want to waver from the story.
It was authentic.
Well, I told the story last week about Rowdy used to drive them around when they come out here. And he reckons two of the biggest peanuts he's ever met in all of your life.
Yeah, believe that.
So they say that about us, don't they?
Yeah, not me.
No, not yet. He's staying down Mornington Way, isn't he?
Yeah.
But even the scenes, you saw on YouTube the scenes at Southern Cross Station, all the buskers singing, all the people. That was unreal.
Yeah.
Like, we get a lot of bad press in Melbourne, but one of the greatest cities on earth, I think.
Yeah, what's wrong with them? They ain't jealous, mate. That's what it is. All right, we're moving on. What are we moving on to, boys? What have we got? We've got the Christmas push again. We're going to keep mentioning that every week because this is the time of year when, unfortunately, we have a lot of accidents because the bosses are assigning unrealistic job finishes and all programs and all that and push. So if you're getting pushed at work, let us know. We'll send the boys down and just, you know, bit of a reality check on the job and say, slow up a bit. Everything's going to get finished, but we want everyone being around Christmas dinner with all their hands and legs and being there.
On that, Capital want to work the RDO. They're at demo stage. They reckon they're 3 months behind. I don't think the job's been going for 3 months.
That old chestnut.
Nothing like they do like to do out of hours, don't they?
Yeah.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go straight for the RDO.
Yeah. And we got the picnic coming up too, boys. We've got the builder's picnic, and I've got that fan in my office, a great man, Norm Gallagher, when we used to have it down at the Dandenong Showgrounds. And we had the tug of war with the plumbers, and we belted them up after that. So that's when we used to take the picnic day, just don't worry about getting paid, let's just go and enjoy each other's families and all that. And then in the end, we won it over getting paid. So it's been a great thing. And it's that good the boys are all texting on their phones.
He's trying to download his ticket.
Was I putting them to sleep? Was I?
But it is a good day.
But it was a lot of hard work. But anyway, we got there in the end. The great man Norm Gallagher was in charge of the BLF in those days. For all the people out there who can't remember him.
It's still hard. It's hard for us to keep it too. They want to take that off us as well, don't they?
Yeah, they want to take everything from us, mate.
So obviously with your picnic day, all the posters went out, so it was on the posters on the job, so you can just scan the QR ticket and download your picnic day, which is, you know, it's a part of our EBA now, so we get our picnic day ticket for free. So it's a great day, you get paid for the day. It was won by building workers like the griller just said. So, and if you can't do that, just go online and you can download your ticket as well. Like I said, it's our day. It's a great day to get your family involved, even the grandkids, the senior members. You know, it's one of the best days. And it was won by building workers for building workers, you know, and we've got to remember that. We've got to respect the people that won it for us.
100%. And you hear talk about all these developers and all these people bagging us out for what we do and all that. Nothing was given to us, you know what I mean? All that was won, and it was hard won. And it's up to us just to hang on to it. It's not the The easy, the hard part was getting it. You know, the easy part should be just holding on to it. You know what I mean? Appreciate what we have.
And it's not just Melbourne. We're having all the regions as well.
Yeah, we've got Albury, I think Shepparton,
Geelong,
Bendigo, yep. Ballarat.
Now listen, I've done a safety check. Mm-hmm. The snake charmers could be coming back.
Oh, he's popped up.
We've bought him a suit. You can't bite. Shark couldn't bite through this thing. We've bought him a suit so he doesn't get bitten by his own snakes. But he's just getting used to his suit, and if all goes well, we might dust him off.
Beautiful.
We got the old wagon train that ran through and took about 400 kids out. We haven't gone with that one again. We've lost a bit of confidence with him.
And Buzz,
found the bloke has 18 different empty cans in his
Buzz's
carriage.
Death run.
Buzz's
kids.
Death run.
Oh, death run.
It's still going, isn't it?
What about that? He just let him go again.
36 degrees.
Jesus, the birds are dropping. The seagulls are dropping out of the sky. Yeah. Was that hot? He's got the kids running around a track doing
no finish line.
A 50-metre run turned into three laps. He said, "I'll just let him go. Just let him go, old buzzer."
Just on the old snake charmer, I did see there was a clip on Facebook on our training centre was doing what you do in case of a snake bite. So they're getting trained up.
So everyone will be trained up on picnic day.
Once bitten, twice shy, isn't it?
Well, Brent, where you got bitten? Yeah, the old snakes. Yeah. All right. So I look forward to the picnic. It's always a good day. Yeah, catch up with all your old mates and the families and all that. You're seeing kids that were, about knee high to a grasshopper and they're bigger than you, but it's a good day. All right, we're cutting to a track.
Yep. Oasis, Wonderwall. Wall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
Oh, my God, please. There'll be a few claims from Dust or Deafness after camp, but he's just, I don't know what he's on. He's on some happy drugs, but that's all right because we like it when
he's
happy.
Love potion, mate. Love potion.
Because he's not very happy too often. He looked like a big bear the other night down the flea pit in Port Melbourne.
I don't mind a gristle either, like a bear.
No, you're all right. You're good at it, but that's all right. All right, that was Oasis, and good on them for coming out here. And look at the money. Look what they've done for our economy. Unbelievable. And apparently the concerts were really good.
Probably why interest rates are going up.
On a side note.
We're going to start playing Christmas songs leading up to the Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, well.
Decided.
Love that.
All right. Now, training units back online. They've had trouble with their online thing, but apparently you want to give us a bit of a touch up with that? You still with us, Woodpecker?
Yeah, I got it. It was down for a while, actually. It was probably down for way too long. Yeah, 3 weeks. But you can get on the app now and you can book in. You can see what course is coming up, how many spots available, and you can book in there and then on the app so you know exactly when to turn up. And once you book in, please, you have to turn up unless something's really bad's popped up, but that's the other problem we have. People book in for these courses. Say we've got 12, 15 booked in for the course and six roll up, you know. It's very hard to run the courses when
we're thinking about maybe charging a deposit or something just so they turn up, $100, and when you turn up you get your money back. But, yeah, when you've got, say, I don't know, say 16 in the class and you know, six or eight turn up, it's a big, you know. It's a big hit, so we've got to get on top of that. We'd like to think everyone's got enough respect. If you're not going to turn up, you ring in or I mean, that's just.
It's not something we want to do. We sort of have to. You know?
That's just manners, you know. Yeah.
It's the best training in the country.
Yeah,
and it's free.
And obviously they come start back straight after Christmas break.
Yeah, they're open early.
Industry break, after the industry break. So, you know, book in if you want, you know.
And I think they're staying back later at night now. Instead of 3:30, you can ring a bit later and get the book in
your courses.
Whatever. So we're trying to make it more available, more easy, user-friendly for everyone to get in the courses and all that, because some great training down there. The guys and girls do a fantastic job.
Facilities are amazing too.
Yeah, right? all the stuff's there, so... As you said, the facilities and that. So if you want to get your tickets, get down there. All right, now, Sugi Lalas. Well, we've got a few. And we've got the Liberals. I've been there. What about them and the Country Party? What a bunch
of... One Nation Party, yeah.
What is it? The
One Nation?
Oh, the
Nationals.
Nationals. And about, you know, they care about the economy, about the... weather?
Well, they're not in the zero, buddy.
Net zero.
What about old Barnaby? Isn't he defecting to One Nation or something?
He probably belongs there.
Oh, he looks like
They're all
red tomato, doesn't he?
Hocking their asses. Yeah.
Remember he had that secret child
come out? Right. They're all cool.
He's fallen over a few. He's had more hits than the Beatles. Yeah. Aren't he really?
Red wine's not his friend.
But you listen to this shit, and I know they're all having a fixation attack and everything, but then everything about construction and building, they're blaming the CFMU for.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a 30% CFMU tax. Forget about products going up and materials and all costing more, and that's CFMU. Mm. When our jobs are proven to be safer, more productive.
More productive. You know what I mean? They're definitely more productive anywhere in the world.
And when you add it all up, the 30% he's talking about is the union wages that we get with our agreements. Well, and the conditions.
Everyone's going to think that's 30%, which is not.
It's not.
No, but that's what he thinks it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they're blaming that on us.
Yeah.
Bunch of materials.
Well, we'll be happy if they just blame you.
Oh. What about
I'd rather they blame me.
Maybe they should blame themselves too.
Be a pin
too,
on my chest if they said that.
I tell you what does more damage in the industry: the payroll tax. How many subbies have seen go broke over payroll tax?
And they they don't pay it and start next day.
Yeah,
it's a bloody joke. It's a disaster.
We've been speaking about that for years in this show, but I mean, no one's going to listen to us, of course. Yeah,
I'm hearing there is a few.
Yeah, but I mean, how do they get away with paying millions and millions of tax, and then they just start a company next day and soldier on?
And they sign these stat decks, and please, has anyone ever been prosecuted for signing a stat deck wrong? Right. You know what I mean?
What about banks? We should test that. Record profits and then just sack everyone.
Yeah. You
know? And they put the interest rates up.
The good news is, Frankie, we've got everyone over the board with the gold card.
Oh, mate, we're on board.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Welcome to the party, everybody.
The gold card party.
It's a good ticket to have.
Yeah, that's for the riggers that wrecked it and the dismantling cranes and doing all that. So they're all pretty happy about paying the gold card, weren't they?
They were wrapped up in paying it. Couldn't wait to pay it.
Yeah.
The boys are really happy to be receiving it, getting recognition for the trade, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's the reality of it, because they were never recognised.
Nah.
So, nah.
It's all official. Everyone's done it. Yeah.
That's a positive.
Welcome on board, everybody.
They said you wouldn't do it.
Oh, well.
We've done it.
We've seen a lot of things.
We got any anything else to?
What about Sugi Lalas?
Oh yeah, we've got to do that. We started on that. Yeah, so we got the Liberals,
Barnaby Joyce,
One Nation bagging us as well,
and the Sugi. Yeah.
All right, Capital. Whinging about getting the RDO for when they're in demo stage. They're behind.
Demo stage, 3 months behind.
Right, Sugi the Liberals. No, Scallywag the Liberals. Sugi.
Capital.
Are we happy with that?
We're happy with that.
It's a good way to go out in the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning for the Concrete Gang, and we're going out with...
Johnny Cash, I Don't Back Down.
Well, I won't back down
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.